Scotty Moore is the self-effacing musician who was Elvis's first guitarist and first manager. Moore played with Elvis from 1954 through the 60s. As Peter Guralnick writes, guitar players of every generation since rock began have studied and memorized Scotty's licks, even when Scotty himself couldn't duplicate them. Terry spoke with Scotty Moore in 1997. They talked about the song Mystery Train. The bass player was Bill Black.
Now, did you and Bill Black work out the rhythm on this, or was this a groove that you just happened into together?
Well, Bill would just naturally, he was naturally fall in, slap bass, and, you know, put the rhythm in there. He might not hit every note dead on, but that rhythm would always be there. We always went for feel.
Mm-hmm.
If it felt good, if there was some little bobble or something, note wasn't quite true or something, It didn't matter, because once you get that feel and you keep trying, it'll just go downhill. You reach that peak and it's gone.
Okay, well, this is Mystery Train. Elvis Presley, my guest Scotty Moore on guitar. What would you say is your most copied guitar solo from the Elvis records? Or one of the most?
Probably Heartbreak Hotel, maybe. I don't know. I've never been asked that before. Can we do a survey? Write in, folks, and tell me. I don't know.
Well, why don't we go for Heartbreak Hotel?
Okay.
Tell me your memories of this session.
Well, of course, that was the first one on RCA. And they were trying to get basically the same sound that Sam was getting, had gotten with us in Memphis. And they had this big, long hallway out in the front that had the tile floor. So they put a big speaker at one end of it and mic at the other end and the sign, do not enter. And they used that. That's where it ended up with that deep, real room echo instead of the tape delay echo that Sam had used. Now, there is, it's hard to hear, there is a little tape delay on it. But either their tape machine didn't match his, so it's just very slight, and then they ended up with the acoustic echo. A room echo at that point was sound effects they used in the movies. They weren't using them for recording. And then here comes this, and it's so drastic. But it worked for the song. When you say, you know, at the end of Lonely Street, and it's so distant.
Well, all right. Let's hear it. 1956, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely,
I'll be so lonely I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely they could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Tell me, you know, in the years after Elvis's death, there have been cult groups that have risen around him, people who swear that they've seen him even though he's been dead and so on. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. What goes through your mind when you see the way even in death he is worshipped? I mean, you knew him as a man, not as a god.
Yeah, well, he would, they're misguided. You don't want to be sarcastic, say, you know, get a life, but it's okay to like somebody, but don't idolize them like that, you know. And he wouldn't have liked that. He really wouldn't. And he didn't like being called a king either.
He didn't?
No. He said there was only one king, and this was a man upstairs.
Do you feel bad that Elvis died during a period when you weren't really in touch? So you didn't have a chance to maybe talk about things with him that you might have liked to talk about before he passed?
Well, yes, in one way, but in another way, he was so vain, I could never see him growing old gracefully.
Huh, that's interesting.
In fact, the guys, we used to talk about it, you know, said, what's he going to do when he gets about 60, you know? what if he goes bald? You know, just all kind of stuff like that.
Well, Scotty Moore, I'm really glad you're playing again. And a pleasure to have the chance to talk with you.
Terry, it's been a pleasure and enjoyable.
Scotty Moore in 1997. This is Fresh Air.